In some of the work that I've been doing, I've seen that many times the miners would mine during the summer and then trap or somehow supplement their income in the winter. Did you find that to be true?
No. For us?
No, I'm speaking of generally, historically.
Oh, historically, years back, yes, that's the way it was. The fellow would be there, panning and mining in the summer and then trapping in the winter. And of course, years back when they had the steamboats running on the river, the people that would stay in that area and trap also cut wood for the steamboats. Mm-hmm. And because they burnt a tremendous amount of wood. And they would cut the wood and have it haul it to Circle and pile it there for the steamboats. But nowadays the gold miner doesn't trap in the winter for his livelihood. Trapping isn't that good.
Mm-hmm. Although there are a lot of current residents in Central that work for other miners and do everything they can.
To be able to stay in the area, sure, mm-hmm. Sure. They pick up, they'll do anything, you know, if they had a job at the post office or school, they'll take that too. Take mm-hmm. anything to be able to stay in the area. Nowadays, you need so much more. If you have a car, you've got to have the gas and the oil for it and the tires and on and on. A few years ago, they would walk to work mm-hmm. and stay put for the summer.
So in perhaps your Mother's Day, then you're saying that you didn't necessarily need quite as much as you do today?
Definitely not. You didn't need... they stayed in. You didn't need the car to run everywhere. And they weren't working out, so they didn't need the women. They gotta, if you're working out, you gotta buy a pair of pantyhose 3 times a week. just things were much simpler then. You didn't need